came down from heaven is its spirit. It became flesh. The Word, the Spirit, became flesh. Y'all understand that? It's the Holy Spirit is the giver of life. There is no life apart from the Holy Spirit, and there is nobody on this earth that can bring you into an understanding and into conversion and into the heart and into the revelation of Almighty God apart from the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit, the ministry of the Holy Spirit, is to dwell in us and allow us the privilege to know and accept Jesus Christ as Lord and to live and do and say the things that He lived, did, and said. The Holy Spirit of God will bring us into the joy of God, even over this flesh. And your flesh hates it. The Holy Spirit loves it. Holy Spirit, folks, you know that metropolitan life is not life? Y'all know that, don't you? Do you know that retirement is not life? Do you know the world cannot give you life? Do you know your wife can't give you life? Do you know your husband can't give you life? Do you know your priest can't give you life? You know life comes from the words of the Lord Jesus, the Spirit of the living God. Do you know these words that are coming out of my mouth? You can't see them, but they're spirit, and they go into your ears and have an effect on you inside. You know that, don't you? As I'm talking, you're affected in here. You are being affected inside. When I speak the words of the Lord Jesus, when I lift up His wonderful words, when I'm living His words with sincerity so that you can see the life of a Christian living these words, they have a profound impact on the community. The words of God will change you. The words of the Lord Jesus are spirit, and they will bring you life. Nothing else can bring you life. Charlie Osborne cannot give you life. It is the Spirit of the living God coming out of this mouth. It says faith lives nigh the mouth. As we speak these words, they are spirit. They will go into your ears and change your mind. You are able to change your mind. Amen. And you know, when I'm up here preaching, I got to listen to me preach. Y'all know that, don't you? When these words are spoken, where do they go? Right into my ears. And I got to say, well, you know, Charlie, you're preaching a good message, but you're not living what you're preaching. You know I have to repent? Y'all know that? That's the reason I like to stand up here all the time. I'm always preaching to me. Y'all know that, don't you? And then I said, wow, I expect them people to do it. I better do it. You understand? If you're not doing this with your mouth, if you're not saying these words with your mouth, there is no change of your mind. Your mouth has got to be talking the words of the Lord Jesus so it can get down into your mind and your heart so they can begin to make change in you. That's the reason we need Catholic preachers. I will never forget when the bishop said I was an evangelist. And my wife called me a preacher. I said, I'm not a preacher, and I don't understand evangelists. My wife said, you're a preacher. I said, we don't have preachers in the Catholic Church. She said, we do now. And you know, every one of you, are preaching every day. Now the words coming out of your mouth, which is faith, may be bringing death. You sorry, no good rascal. You ain't never amounted to nothing. You never will amount to nothing. And I'm going to get my lawyer and tack your hide to the wall. Folks, that is death. You understand? Or you can let Jesus come out of your mouth. Your wonderful, precious, unique, original masterpiece of the Most High God. I love you with all of my heart. Is there anything I can do for you today? I don't care what you're doing. Could I help you today? That's life. It's a paradox. You understand? The Holy Spirit is what? Just say it right up. The Holy Spirit is what? And Jesus said, the words I speak to you are spirit and life. Love your enemies. Y'all got any enemies? Love them. That calls for sacrifice. It calls for suffering. Love them. Bless those that curse you. Calls for sacrifice. Calls for commitment. It's not the way you feel. It's not from your emotions. And this Holy Spirit proceeds from the Father and the Son. With the Father and the Son, He is worshipped and glorified. And I'd like to make a statement about worshiping worship. I would like to make a statement to all of you that love to worship God, especially when we're singing. And we say, we're going in to sing, we're going to praise and worship. Folks, please don't get discouraged in what I say here. But that's not the way you worship God, and that's not the way you praise Him. The way you worship and praise God is to live the life that He lived. Say the words that He said. That's the way you praise and worship God. Love your enemy. That's praising and worshiping God. Doing good to those that hate you. That's the way you praise and worship God. When they rob your property, don't ask for it back. That's worshiping and giving praise to God. Because it's faith in God, knowing and believing that God is true, acting on His words, in believing the words, doing the words, that you respond and worship and praise God. This right here is wonderful, but it's not worship and praise. I see them do this at football games. I do. Now, folks, please don't go out of here and say, oh, Charlie's against singing. Not all the way. Because I like to sing and dance. And it gets me feeling good. And I know that when I feel good, I can hear better. Amen? So singing is very important. It kind of relaxes you. And one of the most difficult things today is to get people to relax so they can hear. That's the reason we play a little music, get you relaxed, get your mind from what you've been doing and allow it to start settling down in here so you can hear the words. But the praise and the worship of God is doing the will of God. When they slap you on one cheek, turn the other cheek. That is praise and worship. Y'all ever hear that before? Hello? Y'all still with me? Somebody said no. Well, that's okay. And the part that I want to get down to today is we believe in one holy Catholic and Apostolic Church because as I've traveled around the world, preaching the creed, nobody has a problem with God. Nobody has a problem with Jesus. And I really don't get any people that oppose the Holy Spirit. But when we get down to the church, who is the church? Oh, we really have a big problem there. Let me give you an example. Who is the church? How many of you in here are holy? Raise your hand. Boy, we got a real problem, don't we? God. See, we didn't have a problem with it. How many of you believe that Jesus is God? Raise your hand. No problem at all. How many of you believe that the Holy Spirit's the Lord and the giver of life? Raise your hand. How many of you believe that Holy Spirit is life? Raise your hand. How many of you believe that you're holy? Raise your hand. See, we got a real problem, don't we? Now, you should be up here looking. Let me put it to you like this. Let me see if I can get you in this area. How many of you are working to become holy? Raise your hand. Now remember, I've been telling you since I started here that we're not working for God. We're experiencing what God has done for us. And you're all still working. Yeah, I'm going to work for God. I'm going to get holy one of these days. How many of you here are church? I'm going to see the church again. Raise your hand. Church. Come on, raise your hand, church. Get the church up. Get the church up. Okay, now listen to this. I'm going to read this to you again. The church is holy, it is Catholic, and it is apostolic, folks. And you can't get around that. If you're church, you're holy. And for you that are still working to become holy, you're not church yet. And that's our problem. We've not discerned properly who we are in our faith, and we're kind of still struggling. Well, you know, I'll get it one of these days. For all of you that are working for it, please tell me when you're going to get it, because we need you bad today. I mean, we need you today. See, if you could work to get it, he could have stayed in heaven and saved himself a lot of pain. God is a gift. It's not what you do, it's what he's already done. He is the Holy One. He has allowed us to be called his children, holy people of God. That's what we are. What does the word holy mean? We've been set apart by God. All of you that are trying to set yourself apart, you'll never make it. All of you that are working to become, you'll never get there. All of you that are struggling to be, you'll never struggle in. But for those that will accept it and begin to act in your own holiness, you will begin to discover that you can live like him. That you can talk like him. You can walk like him. Amen. The word holy means what? Let's all open your mouth and say, set apart. Can you imagine our Pope being holy? The Holy Father. And he's the Holy Father, the Vicar of Christ, on a church on this earth, and nobody in the church is holy. What a screwed up church he must have. He's the only one holy. The whole church is holy, folks. The mission that you have to God is just as important as the Pope's mission, folks. The same Holy Spirit that lives in the Pope lives in me. The same Holy Spirit that lived in our Blessed Virgin, that same Holy Spirit lives in me. The same Holy Spirit that lived in Peter. There is not two spirits. There is only one, and he will live in us, and he will be identified through the love of Almighty God. That's the fruit that comes out of us that allows us to be Catholic. What does the word mean? What does Catholic mean? You mean everybody belongs to this thing? The guy shacking up with your wife? No. I'm going to tell you, he does. Folks, where do we get this idea that somebody is worse than I am? I mean, what makes me good and you bad? Y'all ever think about what makes me so good and you're so bad? What makes... Folks, we've got to get out of this idea of judgment. You know that was Adam and Eve's problem? They knew the difference between good and evil. And what did it do? It killed them. It was a spirit of death. Jesus came and brought faith, love, compassion, mercy, forgiveness, and destroyed the tree of death in our life. We live forever. But if you're still running around looking and judging and condemning, you're walking in death, folks. There's no life in that. There is no eternal life in Adam and Eve 1. Eternal life only comes through Adam 2, who is our Lord Jesus. Amen. So stop judging and start serving. I'll tell you what you do. Let me give you an example. If you've got a wife that's little confused, and she really doesn't know what she's doing, and she's run off with another guy. Start writing them both love letters. Send them, ask them, do they need any money? Ask them, how are the kids doing? Could I send you some money to take care of the kids? Are you doing all right? Isn't that the way God loves us? Are you doing okay? I love you. I'm here to serve you. That's Jesus, folks. You know the Bible says that we're all sinners. Can you imagine a sinner pointing their finger at another sinner, calling them a sinner? You old sinner. If you'll notice, you got three fingers pointing at you. In fact, I'm convinced the only way that I can see your sin is because I'm loaded with it. If I get rid of mine, I won't see yours anymore. Hello? The parable Jesus said, why do you try to remove a splinter from your wife's eye when you got a plank in your own? Get rid of your plank. Her splinter will disappear. Amen? Stop judging. Please quit condemning. We're holy. Folks, that's what sets us apart, is we love, we're compassionate, we forgive. Amen. This message isn't too tough, is it? Do what? It will make your hair turn gray. I tell you what, when you start living this, the joy of God will swell your heart. You won't be full of fear anymore. The anger will leave. You'll still have the suffering. But Jesus said it's light. The suffering is light. The burden is light. It's light. The yoke is easy. It's easy, folks. And we'd rather stay over here in the old heavy stuff. You know, God, I can't make it another night to kill that fucking out. Bip! Poop, poop, poop. That's heavy! You know what I discovered? It's easier to let a man steal your stuff than to run after him and try to get it back. Y'all know that? If he still let him have it, it's no problem at all. It's easy. The yoke is easy. The burden is light. But when you go after it and try to get it back, you'll have to fight. The burden is heavy. The Holy Spirit is the Lord and the giver of life. For the sake of time, I'm going to run through the apostolic activities, the apostolic church, the apostolic activities according to Vatican Council II, and I'm going to get into that tomorrow, because now that you know what you believe, we got to discover who we are. And folks, that was a very painful thing for me because I reduced myself to zero. I'd lost my family. I'd given up everything, my position, my income. I'd given up everything, and it's a very lonely place to be. You're always saying, oh God, nobody appreciates me. He said, I know it. They didn't appreciate me either. Lord, I don't like this. He said, I didn't like it either. I said, people are taking advantage of me. He said, welcome to the club. Amen. The apostolic activities. Bishops tell us that these activities, these charisms are listed in 1 Corinthians 12:7 through 11. They are preaching with wisdom, preaching with knowledge, faith, healing, miracles, prophecy, discerning of spirits, tongues, the interpretation of tongues. These are the apostolic activities. Please, folks, they are not charismatic. We do not have movements in the church or groupies or cliquies. Folks, we are the kingdom of God. It is not a movement. It is established and it's here. And these are the tools that we use. Preaching with wisdom, that is a tremendous gift. and we should never charge for it. It's a gift. Jesus said, freely you have received, freely give. Healing, it's a gift. It should be used without charge. That's the reason we can't charge for what we do. Now, we ask people to participate with us because we can't do without you. We can't work without you. There's a young man in the back of the room. Bob, would you stand up a minute? This young man just gave us an airplane, the ministry, an airplane. And we're going to use the airplane to fly from Pensacola to Belize because the bishop in Belize in the country of Central America has asked us to open a school there. And he gave us his airplane. It's a very inexpensive piece of equipment. And for $100, we can take four people from Pensacola to Belize. If we fly commercially, it costs almost $2,400. We can take, in one trip, one way, each person only about $25. That's the economics of what God is allowing us the privilege to use. So we can go back and forth for almost a whole year for what it would cost for one trip on the airline. You see, I knew that we needed something like that. I didn't know where it would come from. And when he gave it to me, he said, you know, there's an engine on that plane that needs to be rebuilt. I wouldn't fly it down there without rebuilding it. So I put it in the shop. I said, build that engine. Rebuild it. And I only need about $7,000 to get it out of the hock. So if anybody's got some money this morning they'd like to give for transportation, you'll have an opportunity. It will increase the apostolic activities. It will. It will. Listen, folks, I'm convinced that that what we're teaching, with the response that we're getting, the Indianapolis, the diocese of Indianapolis has asked us to come and to do this to their whole diocese. They've got over 100 parishes. San Diego, California. British Columbia, Victoria in British Columbia. Belize City. We got a school here in Lorraine. I mean, folks are everywhere. People are wanting us to come and to get to share the good news. The way we do that is by your helping. It's through your participation that we do it, so we don't sell nothing. We only receive through your generosity. You've been converted. You've heard something in your heart that stirs you and encourage you in your faith. Usually that creates an attitude of giving, because that's the attitude of God. He came and gave us these charisms, these apostolic charisms. They are free of charge, and he gave them to the church for free. The only thing you got to do, you got to give up your life to get into them. Amen. It'll cost you something, your life. Folks, they're not charismatic. They are apostolic. Listen to this. I believe in one holy, Catholic, and apostolic Donna. I believe in one holy, Catholic, and apostolic Charlie. I believe, put your name where it says church. Write your name in there. Because that's who you are. You are holy, you are Catholic, and you're apostolic. That's what you are. This is who we are. Now, as you see, and this is what God has done for you. You didn't have nothing to do with it. This is the revelation of our creed given to us that's been handed down through the ages. We are holy, we are Catholic, we are apostolic church. Amen. Now I want you to say it with me. I believe in one holy. Now when I get to the end, I want you to say your name. Catholic and apostolic Charlie. That make you feel good? See, this is what God done for you. This is discovering what God has done. Fixing that little engine on that plane would not be a big deal if a lot of people participate. It wouldn't. But if only one person participates, it's a big deal. Amen? So that's something for you to think about this week. You ought to see the plane. The guy, I know it hurt. When he flew it to Pensacola, I said, Bob, I bet that's the longest, hardest trip you ever took. Because you can tell the shape of the plane is immaculate. I mean, it is spotless, brand new paint job, brand new instrument panel. It's just a beautiful airplane. And I said, and this is a part of your life, isn't it? And he said, yeah. I said, you're suffering right now, aren't you? He said, I sure am. To give, folks, to give, you suffer. But he'll tell you that when he went back home, when I flew him back down to Daytona, the day after he gave it up, he said it was probably one of the greatest days of his life. He said he has never in all of his life felt so good. Giving is very painful. But in giving, the holy angels come and minister to those that give. Amen? So welcome to our international school for Catholic evangelists. Tomorrow we're going to go through the pain of discovering who you are. We've discovered now what we believe, and it's painful. Your flesh really doesn't like it. Because every one of you in here has established yourself and has acquired a reputation. Every one of you in here. And God's asking you, can you give it up and take His reputation? Take on His attitude. Take on His disposition. Take on His life. Take on His spirit. Amen. I've got 1 minute for questions. Any questions about anything we've covered this morning? Anything? Everybody having a good time? Aren't these classrooms something? Little Leslie, stand up. Where's Jennifer? Jennifer, is she in here? She's getting ready to teach. You know, Jennifer's only 24 years old. You know, she's been with us since she was 17. She came to us when she was 17, and now she's an apostle. She's out preaching the gospel. Leslie came to us when she was 27. 28. She's an old woman now. And it really delights me to see young ladies get involved. Folks, listen, I discovered they can talk as good as men. They can. And some of them a little bit louder. Amen. I sure do love you. Y'all have a wonderful day, and I'll see you tomorrow morning.